Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to PMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of PMG, and that's Tell Me Something Good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick, a few changes. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital D. Guys, I'm so glad to be here today. And before we get started, you know how we like to do it. I want to give a huge shout out to my lovely wife, my greatest supporter, my biggest fan, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out for today. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, this show has taken off, has begun to grow and grow and grow. And with that growth comes a few changes. Guys, there are some changes we're going to make. Listen, you're still going to see my face. You're still going to see my voice, but it's going to be at a different time. Instead of 4 p.m. Central Time, it will now be every Thursday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 Pacific, 5 Mountain Time. That's it scrolling right there on the bottom of the screen. That's right. Every Thursday, you can tune in right here, 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. As you can tell, as you can see, I'm so glad everyone decided to join the show today. Guys, listen, before we jump right into it, before we get started, I gotta say that this show has taken off, and it's been heard in places all around the globe, everywhere, in places like Germany, the Faroe Islands, Jordan, and Malta, just to name a few. So everybody who's in the Faroe Islands that's listening, what's up? That's TMG. Oh, that's you guys. Thank you so much. And to Travis, I've been listening since day one. I've been watching your show since day one. Thank you. Thank you for your continued loyalty to the show and watching the show and listening, tuning in. I'm so glad that you are here. And maybe this is your first time tuning in, your first time listening. Whether someone told you about the show or you accidentally found the show, however, I'm glad you're joining the show today. Guys, listen, you know the show is growing, and because of that growth, we have some sponsors. Yeah, guys, look, don't forget to visit some of our wonderful sponsors that are sponsoring today's show, like Belkin, for all of your cell phone accessories, and of course, Canva, for all of the digital creators out there who create posts for corporations and companies and post online. If you're going to say it, then say it with Canva. Also, don't forget to visit Walmart. That's right. Don't forget to visit Walmart, one of the sponsors of our show. You'll see the link to these sponsors in the chat. So please visit them. Don't be shy. Go ahead and visit them. It's almost holiday season. So please visit them. Guys, also, additionally, everyone, I enjoy interacting with all of our viewers and all our watchers and all of our listeners. I love interacting with people. I love jumping in the chat and responding with everyone. That's part of the reason why I moved the show to this time, because I wanted to be able to jump in the chat and interact with everybody. I wanted to do it live. So how about that? I'll be jumping in. So even if you're going back and you're watching this at 6 p.m., it will be me in the chat responding to you. So I love responding to everyone. So what I'm going to start doing, guys, is this. Do me a favor. There will be a quick 2 to 3 question survey about today's episode. I get it. I know you're not a big fan of surveys. I know. But there'll be a quick 2 to 3 question survey about this episode that you aren't a part of. How cool is that? It's a survey about an episode that you aren't a part of. That's so cool. A quick 2 to 3 question survey about this episode posted in the chat. So please click on the link. Engage with us. You don't even have to leave your name. You can do it all anonymously. Yeah, you can just go ahead and click on the link, do the quick survey, and bada bing, bada boom, you're done. Guys, thank you so much for letting your voices be heard. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Here we go, guys. Let's get started. If you did not get a chance to check out today's topic will be breadcrumbs. Yeah, today's topic is breadcrumbs. Yeah, I know you're wondering where in the world are we going with this one. Hold on for the ride, because this is going to be a good one. You don't want to miss this one. It was the 1800s, and an African-American entrepreneur by the name of Joseph Lee was a pioneer in the automation of bread and breadcrumb making. That's why I showed that short video at the beginning. Let me go ahead and place up his picture. So it was the 1800s. And an African-American entrepreneur by the name of Joseph Lee was a pioneer in the automation of bread and bread crumb making. He invented machines for the use in the hospitality industry that automated the mixing and kneading of bread dough and that created crumbs from day-old loaves of bread. He realized that breadcrumbs served as a better coating on meats than fish than crackers. The son of slaves, Lee spent much of his South Carolina childhood in bondage. He worked as a servant in Beaufort, then served for 11 years as steward in the U.S. Coast Survey, where he gave particular attention to bread making. Later, in 1895, he went on to invent and patent, get this, guys, to invent and patent a machine specifically designed to tear, grind, and crumble bread. But it wasn't until 1947. It wasn't until 1947 when American style breadcrumbs were introduced into the commercial market. So in other words, around 1947, that's when breadcrumbs began to appear on the shelves in grocery stores where you could actually go and buy breadcrumbs from the store that you were shopping at. 1947 is when they began to be introduced commercially and appear on the counters, on the shelves, rather, of grocery stores where people could go buy them nationally. And if you want to read more about this, you certainly can. You can Google it. You can research it. You can look it up. But it's there. The reason I wanted to share this information with you is because I want us to understand that everything has a backstory. Yeah, it doesn't just randomly happen. It's no random events that occur. But everything has a backstory, a place of origin, or where it all began, or where it all started. And no matter how insignificant some things seem, they all have a backstory. Yeah, yeah. We got some place where it started, some place where it began. It did not happen randomly. Everything has a backstory, which stands to reason then, right? Which stands to reason then that we also have a backstory. So then we understand that we are not, how we began. We have a backstory. So then we understand that we are not how we began. So when people meet us, they are not really meeting us at the beginning of our story. Think about it. When people meet us, they aren't really meeting us and at the beginning of our story. They are meeting us in the middle of a story that's already being told. Yeah, when someone meets you, they're meeting you in the middle of your story that's already being told. When you met me in the middle of my story that's already being told. And this is why we spend time trying to get to know each other, right? This is why we ask him, what's your favorite color? What do you like to eat? What do you like to do on your off days? What are your hobbies? What's your favorite things to do? What's your favorite football team? Or what's the favorite sport? What are some things you like to get into? The reason we get to know or to get to know each other is because we are trying to fill in the details. That's why we try to get to know each other, because we're not meeting people at the beginning of their story. We're meeting them at the middle of the story, a story that's already being told. So we ask all these questions because we're trying to fill in the details. The details of a story whose narrative began before we encountered it. Yeah, we're trying to fill in the details. Details are important. Details are important. Without the details of a story, we are left to interpret it the best way we know how. Without details, a story wanders without destination. without the details, the harmony of a classical music piece would be lost. Without details, the beauty that can be found in fashion makes the clothes indistinguishable from anything else. And have you ever wondered why fashion costs so much? And we can look at it and say, man, I would never pay that much for a dress. Or why does a shirt cost so much? Or why does a pair of shoes cost so much? It's the high price of fashion. And we wonder why fashion costs so much. Because the high price of fashion is more than just an investment in an individual's name. It is also an investment in their ability to pay attention to details. Yeah, yeah. The reason the dress costs so much is because someone else spent so much time on the details. The reason the shoes cost so much is because somebody spent so much time on the details. Listen, it's the details and the rhythm that causes us to clap our hands and stomp our feet. Yeah, it's the details and the rhythm that causes us to stomp our feet and clap our hands. Have you ever heard a song that you enjoyed? You ever heard music that you enjoyed and you begin to bounce or you begin to sway? Listen, my grandson has this thing that he does that when he hears music that he likes, he pumps his fist and begins to bounce a little bit. Have you ever heard a song that made you move and clap your hands? We might even get to rock from side to side, but it's more than just the drums. It's more than just the horns that we are rocking to. We are rocking to the details the musician put into it. Yeah, it's got a little rock to it because we are rocking to the details. The point that I'm making is this. Don't miss the details. Without details, we don't have a full story. Without details, there would be no clothing line. Without details, all we have are instruments. It's the details that give music its harmony. It's the details that gives the design to the designer. It's the details that brings a story to life. Don't miss the details. Don't miss the small stuff. We can bypass answers by overlooking details. Have you ever driven past your exit on the road? Now, it could be a road that you've driven on time after time, and you've driven on it before, but have you ever driven past your exit on the road and had to go further down just to come back where you belong? All because we miss the detail. Sometimes things take longer when we miss details. Don't miss the small stuff. Just because we've been on the road before, we still need to pay attention to the details. I know sometimes we say, well, I've done this 1,000 times, but don't miss the details. Don't miss the small stuff. And I particularly thought it was particularly fascinating that the African-American inventor Joseph Lee would invent a machine specifically to make crumbs. Let me place up his picture again. I thought it was fascinating that he would invent a machine that he called a crummer, C-R-U-M-B-E-R, that he would invent a machine called a crummer that was specifically designed to create breadcrumbs. And he owned, listen, he owned restaurants and had a large catering business. And he saw how much bread his restaurant was throwing away, all because it was a day old. So he had restaurants and this large catering business, and they were destroying bread away, all because it was a day old. Large quantities were being thrown away, all because it was a day old. So he decided to invent a machine to create, repurpose, and sell the breadcrumbs. So he decided to invent a machine to create, repurpose, and sell the crumbs. And he used those crumbs as a means of coating different meats because he saw the value in crumbs. Later, he sold the rights to the machine, but continued to draw royalties from it. Yeah, he was no dummy. He sold the rights. Listen, he sold the rights, but he still was getting royalties. He was no dummy. What I'm saying is this. Here's the point that I'm making. What I'm saying is, take another look. Maybe it's time that we took another look at some things. These were the same pieces of bread that he had seen many times before. These were the same loaves of bread that he had thrown away time after time. But this time, he took another look and saw something different. Maybe it's time that we begin to take another look at things. Maybe it's time that we begin to look at things a different way. Maybe it's time that what we thought was insignificant and what we thought really didn't matter, maybe it's time to take another look. Maybe instead of saying, this is just the way I am, maybe it's time to take another look at yourself. Maybe instead of saying, my mother was this way and my father was this way, maybe it's time to look yourself in the mirror and take another look. Maybe instead of saying, this is what my life is going to be like, maybe it's time to take another look. Everyone around him saw crumbs, but he saw an opportunity. Maybe it's time to take another look. Everyone around him saw the same old, but he saw an opportunity. Everyone around him saw the same problem, day in and day out, but he saw an opportunity. Maybe it's time to take another look. Maybe it's time to look beyond the crumbs. Can you look beyond your crumb and see the opportunity? Listen, we all have goals and dreams that we want to achieve, and there are things that we want to see better in our lives. Can we see beyond our crumb and see the opportunity? If all we see are the problem, we'll never discover the solution. Can we see beyond the crumb and see the opportunity? Everyone around him saw the same thing day in and day out. Let me ask this question. What have we been overlooking because it looks the same? So He invented a machine that would tear and break the bread. Yeah, he invented a machine that would tear and break the bread. So I want to ask a question. Is there anything in our lives breaking us? And when I ask about breaking us, I don't mean what's bringing tears to our eyes necessarily. I don't mean what broke your heart necessarily. When I ask, is there anything in our lives that's breaking us? When I ask this, I mean, is there anything in our lives that is challenging us? That is challenging us, that like his machine, is there anything that is pulling at us? Is there anything that's pulling something out of us? Is there anything that's pulling the best out of us? Maybe it's a new role on our job and it's pulling something out of us. Maybe it's a new thing, a new procedure that you have to do, and it's pulling something out of us. Maybe some of us had to relocate, and maybe some of us had to downsize, and it seems to be pulling something out of us. Maybe we're performing some new tasks and at work, and we don't quite know how to do it, and it seems to be stretching us. It seems to be pulling something out of us. Maybe it's something that we never thought about before, and it's pulling on us. Is there anything that's pulling the best out of us? Maybe it's a mentor or a teacher or a subject in school, and it's pulling the best out of us. When something is being broken from something else, when something is being broken off or broken from something else, it is also becomes separated from it. Think about it. When you have something and you breaking it from something, you're also separating it as well. So when something is being broken from something, it also becomes separated from it. A crumb, think about it, a crumb is just a piece that has been separated from a whole. A crumb is just a piece that has been separated.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
From a whole, do we have the courage to be separated and the versatility to be torn away? Listen, do we have the courage to be separated and the versatility to be torn away? Listen, for each piece of bread that machine tore, for each piece of bread that machine broke away, for each piece of bread that is broken off, there's always a chance of it being broken again. I can't promise there won't ever be a challenge again. I can't promise that when one thing breaks us, there won't be something else that tears at us. There will always be something pulling at us. Once we're done with something breaking us, there will be something else that tears at us. There will always be something pulling at us. If it's not our children, it's our careers. If it's not our careers, it's our relationship. If it's not our relationship, it's our desire to do better. There will always be something pulling at us. So do we have the versatility that it takes to be separated? Do we have the versatility? Can we stand on our own? Or are we only able to stand when everything is familiar? Can we stand on our own? Or are we only able to stand when everything is familiar? What I mean by familiar is, for example, we apply to the same familiar kind of jobs. Yeah. Never mind trying to go for something else. But we apply to the same familiar types of jobs. We talk to the same familiar type of people, and we keep the same familiar type of company. And then we wonder, why am I still dealing with these same problems, with these same friends? Because we keep the same familiar type of company. If anything changes with our familiar, do we crumble under the change? If anything changes with our familiar, do we crumble under the change? If anything changes, if it takes a detour, do I begin to crumble under the change? Listen, can your dreams handle the detours that life might bring it? Can your goal handle the detour that your life might bring it? Or does everything have to be perfect for your goal to work? Can your goal handle a detour? Can your dream handle a detour? If what we want to achieve, if our goal cannot handle a detour, it will crumble under the change. If what we're trying to achieve can't handle the detours of life, it will crumble under the change. And get it? And this is how crumbs are made. Yeah, crumbs happen because the piece crumbles under the change. The more change takes place, the more it crumbles. For example, if a piece of bread was broken off and it continued to be broken, eventually it would crumble under the change. It's the reason some corporations don't last, because they began to crumble under the change. Now, I'm going to date myself right here on this one. How many of us remember a company called Blockbuster? And Blockbuster was a company where you could go and you could have movie night with your family and friends, and you could rent a movie, and you would rent that movie and you would watch it. But then something caught on, something called the internet. And as the internet caught on, more people wanted to stay home instead of going out and watch movies. They said, well, why go out and watch movies when I can click a button and watch them at home? So Netflix came along and Blockbuster phased out because it crumbled under the change. It's the reason we don't see certain companies around any longer, because they crumbled under the change. Can your dream handle the detour? can what you're looking to hope to do, can it handle the change that life will put it through, or will it crumble under the change? And the more we tear at it, the more we change it, the more it crumbles. In other words, by breaking a piece of bread, all we are doing is putting it through changes. Can your goal, can your dream handle the changes that life will put it through? Or will it crumble under the change? Because life will test our dreams. It will test our goal. It will test what you say you want to do. You want to finish school? Life will test it. You want to have a better career? Life will test it. You want to be a better individual? Life will test it. For many, having to learn to work virtually has been a change. The job market has changed. Incomes have changed. And needless to say that COVID has brought change on all of our lives. And it's the change that we find ourselves in that's revealing the crumbs. Or is it exposing the details? All the change that we're in, is it revealing the crumbs, or is it just exposing the details? And listen, guys, and listen, I get it. At first glance, when you look at crumbs, they can easily be mistaken as dirt. Think about it. It's the same color, the same size, the same shape. Sometimes they found in the same place. So it can easily be mistaken as dirt. When you first take a look at crumbs, they can easily be mistaken as dirt. In other words, you may be mistaken for something else someone else has seen before. Let me put it to you this way. They might profile you because of what you're wearing. They might profile you because of what you look like. They might profile you because of your hair. They might profile you because you bear tattoos. They might profile you because of your speech, what country you come from, what side of town you grew up on, what pedigree you have from. They may mistake you for someone else they've seen on TV, for someone they've seen on the street, for someone they've seen at the store. They might profile you for something or someone they've seen before. And sometimes people might want to treat you like something they come across before. But ever so often, you have to remind those who do, you ain't never seen nothing like this. I know I may look like something you've seen before. I may sound like something you've heard before. But you ain't never seen nothing like this before. Yeah, put it in chat. Say it to yourself. Say it out loud. Say it if you have to say it to yourself. Say it if you say it all by yourself. Say it when you wake up in the morning. Say it when you go to bed at night. Say it at the start of the day. Say it at the end of the day. You ain't never seen nothing like this. I know you've seen somebody that was my height. I know you've seen somebody wearing glasses. But you ain't never seen nothing like this. Sometimes you have to remind yourself. You have to remind others. You ain't never see nothing like this. And oftentimes, we have to remind ourselves that just because we may be in similar situations doesn't mean it will have the same outcome. I understand it looks the same, but it's not dirt. I understand it's the same size. It's the same color, but it's not dirt. I know it's shaped in the same way, but it's not dirt. I know it happened this way before, but it's not dirt. But the distinction of the two can't really be separated. Because if there was no dirt, there would be no wheat to grow and make bread. And if there's no bread, there would be no crumbs. In other words, don't waste anything that you've been through. Yeah, don't waste it. Tell the good stuff. Tell the bad stuff. Don't waste anything that you had to face. Use it all. Use the dirt and the crumbs. Because listen, it takes them both. It takes our best days to balance out our bad days. And it takes our bad days to balance out our good days. Use them both. Don't waste nothing. Yeah. Don't waste nothing. If you had a bad event in your life, let your bad event can be just the good news that somebody needs to hear. It can be just the good news that if you can make it, they can make it. Don't waste anything that you've had to face. Also, don't allow the memories of what happened to you to get in the way of what can happen for you. Yeah. Don't let that happen. But oddly enough, people will walk past an entire loaf of bread and pay it no mind, act like it didn't exist. But there is something about breadcrumbs that draws our attention. An entire loaf of bread can sit on a table and it will almost go invisible, but we react when we see crumbs. Oh, there's crumbs on the table. Yeah, but there's also an entire loaf of bread. How did you miss that whole loaf of bread and all you saw was crumbs? Let me get the crumbs up. We will do everything we can, turn over chairs, flip over tables, trying to clean up the crumbs, and the bread is right there. We will miss the bread eyeballing the crumbs. This is what I'm saying. We will go out of our way for the crumbs and miss the bread. What I'm saying is this. Maybe everything that you thought was small about you and everything that you thought made you insignificant is exactly the thing that will draw the attention of someone. Maybe you thought your weight kept you from being noticed. Maybe you thought it was your health or the fact that you did not get a chance to finish school or even attend school. Maybe you thought your crumbs were too small. Maybe you thought your crumbs were too insignificant. Maybe you say, look, I'm not a good speaker like this person. Or I can't do what this person can. Or I can't do what that person can. Maybe the very thing that you thought was insignificant is the very thing that draws somebody's attention. Maybe it's your career choice that you had. Maybe you was forced into it. But whatever your crumbs is, your crumbs are getting noticed. Yeah, just like that, your crumbs are getting noticed. If you were a whole loaf, it would have gone on as long as usual. It would have been normal. But this is the moment for unusual. This is the moment for something a little different. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the whole loaf because some people are looking for a whole loaf. But just because all you have are breadcrumbs, it does not mean you are left out. Understand this for all those who cook. Understand this. in cooking, the requirement for some recipes are breadcrumbs because the texture that it brings. The reason some recipes require breadcrumbs is because of the texture that it brings. And texture in cooking, texture is the feel of it. It's the feel. Listen, some things we don't eat because we don't like the texture of it. Listen, the ingredients can be fresh. It can be cooked the right way, but the texture can throw the whole thing off. The texture can make it unappealing. The texture can make us not want it. A texture is the feel, the appearance, or consistency of a substance. In other words, your breadcrumbs will set the tone. It will be your breadcrumbs that will set the mood. Your breadcrumbs will initiate the right atmosphere. Your breadcrumbs will show how versatile you are. The texture, the consistency of a thing. You bring texture to a thing. You add to its consistency. Your breadcrumbs will help hold it together. Your breadcrumbs will keep it from falling apart. Listen, the reason some households have not completely fallen apart during the pandemic that affected the entire world is not because they are working with an entire loaf like others. It's because the reason some things did not fall apart is because the breadcrumbs held it together. What you thought was insignificant and what you thought should be overlooked was the very thing that was keeping it together. It was the single parents, the small business owners, our frontline workers, our garbage people, our servers, our call center workers. It wasn't that you had a whole loaf. You just knew how to keep things together. Listen, if you know anything about cooking with breadcrumbs, you know that when you add breadcrumbs to things, they begin to stick to everything that it touches. Yeah, when you begin to add breadcrumbs, it begins to stick to everything that it touches, and it becomes sticky. Yeah, let me ask this question. Are there any people listening or that's watching that was able to hold it together when things became tough? Are there any people that was able to hold it together when you had more questions than answers? Are there any people that was able to hold it together when you had to shelter in? Are there any people that had to hold it together, knew how to hold it together when things got tough? In other words, are there any sticky people around? Are there any sticky people that's listening? The reason some businesses did not close their doors is because they have sticky people like you. The reason families held it together as much as they could is because there are sticky people like you that's holding the family together. And we need more sticky people, folk who won't lose it when it gets hard, individuals that will hold it together when the honeymoon is over, sticky people that won't walk off from a job just because it gets tough, sticky people. Listen, it's not that we cannot move. It's just time to be sticky and hold it together. Earlier, guys, earlier, we mentioned that crumbs happen when a piece is broken, when a piece of bread is broken and it crumbles under the change. And the inventor, let me place this picture back up here. An inventor, Joseph Lee, created a machine designed for ripping, tearing, and breaking. His machine was designed for ripping and tearing and breaking. His machine was not designed to see how many pieces he could break the bread in two. His machine was designed to get to the crumbs. In other words, what his machine did was bring out the details. Yeah, his machine was designed to get at the details because it's the crumbs that are the details. Yeah, it's the crumbs that are the details. I'm not sure what has been tearing at some of us, but this is not a discussion about what broke you. This is not a discussion about what brought tears to your eyes, because Joseph Lee had every right to cry. He was born a slave. He was born into something that he had no choice over. He was born into something he had no idea over. So if anybody had a right to cry, he had a right to cry. His future was already supposedly set when he was born. So if anybody was going to cry, it was him. But this is not a discussion about what broke you. But this is a discussion about bringing out the best of us. This is not about how we crumbled under the change, but this is about how we adjust to the change. Because our crumbs are the details. And all along, we thought it was just our talent. And all along, we thought it was just our gifts. It was showing up. Listen, it was showing up when no one else wanted to. It was showing respect when everyone else complained. It was having the right attitude, even though you didn't feel like it. Listen, and I'll tell you, it was the crumbs. That's the details. And I'll tell you why. Joseph Lee gathered and sold his breadcrumbs. He gathered and sold his breadcrumbs. What I'm saying is this: gather your crumbs together and change the outcome of something. Yeah, gather your crumbs. Get your details about what you want to do. If you want to go to school, get your details. Gather your crumbs and change the outcome of something. Get your details about what you want to change. If you have to write them down, get them. If you have to make a note to yourself, get them. All you need are your crumbs. Guys, before I get out of here, true story, I got to share this. True story. It's about to be November. So it's coming up on Thanksgiving, right? True story, guys. I promise you, true story. So we're preparing for Thanksgiving here. And my wife sent me to the store to get some seasoned breadcrumbs. Right. She sent me to the store to get some seasoned breadcrumbs. And guys, listen, they were $5 a bag. $5 a bag just for breadcrumbs. Yeah, just for breadcrumbs. The point that I'm making is this: the reason you are worth the price is because you are able to withstand the change. Guys, it's that time, and as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Don't forget to tune in right here each week, each Thursday, at our new time, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And guys, don't forget to take the survey of today's show, and you can stream your favorite episode on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. And thanks for tuning in. And as always, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.